Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to New Zealand's capital city, Wellington, where, nestled into the side of a hill on a quiet suburban street, you can find Premier House, the official residence of the country's Prime Minister. Currently housing a new set of tenants, including a newborn baby girl, this humble home also boasts a colourful history dating back to the 1800s. So to find out more, we enlisted the help of this show's editor and resident Kiwi, David Stevens. Here he is.
While Trump sleeps soundly in the White House and South Korea's Moon Jae-in hangs his hat at the Blue House, Jacinda Ardern raises the first baby of New Zealand in a residence that was once known as the Murder House. Construction of the Category 1 heritage building dates back to the infancy of the New Zealand colony. Built in Wellington in 1843, it was originally intended for the city's first mayor, George Hunter. But when the capital city was packed up and shipped down south from Auckland in 1865 to its now comfortable home amongst the hills of the Wellington Harbour, the building became New Zealand's official residence. Step aside 10 Downing Street, the Kiwis have 260 Tenakori Road. So the street address might not be as snappy, but the newly minted residence was certainly abuzz with tenants. In the next 70 years, a total of 9 premiers and 4 prime ministers called it home. And aside from simply moving in their favourite pillows, pot plants and pooches, many of the occupants set about renovating the property to make it their own. Gordon Coates, the country's 21st PM, rebuilt the property's conservatory and even added an enclosed veranda in 1926. But by this point, the place had fallen into disrepair, and it required more than a bit of window dressing to survive. By 1935, Prime Minister Michael Joseph Savage, who was the property's next potential tenant, more than had his hands full rebuilding the country's economy during the Great Depression, and decided a rebuild at 260 Tenakori Road wasn't worth adding to his job sheet. He declined the offer to take up residence there, perhaps also a nod to voters that even he was giving up some luxury during the economic downturn, and the country was without an official residence. The address was handed over to the healthcare sector and transformed into a children's dental clinic, where it became known by every school kid who faced a mouthful of fillings within its walls by the slightly exaggerated moniker, the Murder House. Fast forward to the 1980s, and debate over the future of the property had come to a head. The then Minister of Internal Affairs, Michael Bassett, declared the house was to be restored to its former glory to mark the 150th anniversary of Wellington becoming the nation's capital. In 1990, the first PM moved back into the freshly refurbished residence. Since then, almost every Prime Minister has set up shop in the Thorndon Valley quarters, barring the ever-slighted Bill English due to a New Zealand law prohibiting Wellington-based MPs claiming taxpayer accommodation in the capital. And while John Key and Helen Clark used it more as a hotel than a home, New Zealand's newest leader, Jacinda Ardern, has moved in proper, even posting social media updates from the couch with Paddles, New Zealand's first cat, who sadly died after only a month in office.
She's trying to clean herself.
And while it lacks some of the grandeur of the Kremlin or the security of the White House, New Zealand's Premier House seems to sum up the country quite well. A quiet little house in a quiet corner of the capital, where dog walkers returning from a stroll around the Wellington Botanic Gardens might catch the Prime Minister putting out her rubbish bins, or perhaps collecting the mail. Let's just hope it's not another bill.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to David Stevens for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.